This is Akashvani, the news read by Sarabjit Kaur. Union Minister of Ports, Shipping and Waterways, Sarbanand Sonowal, has emphasized that with the development of ports, multi-modal logistics and digital platforms like Maitri, India is driving a modern maritime revolution. Addressing the India Middle East Europe Economic Corridor IMEC Conclave 2025 in New Delhi yesterday, Mr. Sonowal highlighted that IMEC is a game changer in global connectivity. He said that IMEC is strengthening connectivity between India, the Middle East and Europe through sustainable and secure trade routes. Union Minister of Commerce and Industry Piyush Goyal has said that India is a growing market and the world's fastest growing economy. The minister said this while addressing the India Middle East Europe Economic Corridor IMEC Conclave 2025 yesterday in New Delhi. Mr. Goyal said the government is expanding India's trade relations with countries where it receives a fair deal. He added that the government is strengthening countries' relations where it can establish equitable and balanced free trade agreements. The minister also informed that Oman is already under discussion and a couple more in the pipeline.
We will be expanding our trading relations with countries where we get fair deal, where we can have equitable and balanced free trade agreements, where India's gains commensurate with what we are offering. The way we are working with many countries in partnership, I think this corridor can help to bridge various other initiatives also, bring us closer to these nations.
Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla has emphasized that the pillars of industry and commerce occupy a pivotal place in the Indian leadership's resolute commitment to transforming India into a fully developed nation by the year 2047. To realize this national aspiration, Mr. Birla called upon all stakeholders to embrace a model of development that is not only sustainable and enduring, but also inclusive. Addressing at an event to mark at the 120th anniversary of the PhD Chamber of Commerce and Industry in New Delhi yesterday, Mr. Birla observed that development-oriented policies of the Government of India are now providing new energy to industries. The Supreme Court yesterday paused its planned interim order on the Waqf Amendment Act 2025 after the centre requested more time to respond to three key questions raised by the bench. A three-judge bench of Chief Justice Sanjeev Khanna and Justices P.V. Sanjay Kumar and K.Y. Vishwanathan was hearing a batch of petitions challenging the Waqf Amendment Act 2025. The matter will resume before the three-judge bench today at 2 p.m. The Enforcement Directorate ED will question Robert Vadra for the third consecutive day today in connection with a money laundering probe linked to a land deal in Haryana. He is being questioned at the ED office in New Delhi. The case is related to purchase of a land in Gurugram by Mr. Vadra's company. In a series of programs organized on the 86th Foundation Day of the Central Reserve Police Force, a function is being organized today in Neemuch, Madhya Pradesh. Union Home Minister Amit Shah will be the chief guest of this program, while Chief Minister Dr. Mohan Yadav will be present as a special guest. The Home Minister will award gallantry medals to CRPF personnel. Mr. Shah will pay tribute to the brave martyrs of the force at the Shaheed Sthal. He will also interact with the families of the martyrs, parade commanders and jawans. The World Trade Organization WTO has predicted that global trade will fall this year as a result of tariffs by US President Donald Trump. The WTO said this as it released its trade forecast for 2025 and 2026. In shooting, Indian pair of Inder Singh Suruchi and Saurabh Chaudhary clinched gold medal, beating Chinese duo of Kang Yun Yao and Kai Hu by 17-9 in the finals of 10-meter air pistol mixed team event at ISSF World Cup 2025 in Lima, Peru. In IPL T20 cricket today, Mumbai Indians will clash with Sunrisers Hyderabad at Wankhede Stadium in Mumbai. The match will begin at 7:30 p.m. Last night, Delhi Capitals defeated Rajasthan Royals in a thrilling super over at Arun Jaitley Stadium in Delhi. And that is the end of this news bulletin.